This is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. A Senate confirmation hearing's now underway for the former CEO of Irving-based ExxonMobil. President-elect Trump nominated Rex Tillerson for Secretary of State, and senators are expected to question him about Exxon's dealings with Russia and other foreign countries, as well as his views on climate change. By the way, Trump today will hold his first news conference since winning the election. Special coverage from NPR begins at 10. Outside the Capitol, an unusual journey will end later today. 3 months ago, 90-year-old Opal Lee began walking from Fort Worth to the nation's capital. She wants to make June 19th a national day of observance. Juneteenth celebrates the day word of slavery's end arrived in Texas. 45 states recognize that as a holiday, but the federal government does not.
I just thought if a little old lady and tennis shoes was out there walking, somebody would take notice. Maybe let the White House know I was coming.
Opal Lee hasn't achieved her goal as her walk nears an end, but she's holding on to hope President Obama might make that one of his last official acts before leaving office.
My thing is, I'm making a last-ditch stand to get a hold to him, and if I don't hear from him, then the next president's going to hear from me.
Lee plans to keep pushing until there's an official day honoring the end of slavery. Last week, we looked at measles, mumps, and the growing group of Texas parents opting out of vaccinations for their kids. The state legislature will take up this public health issue in its new session. As part of our ongoing Breakthroughs Project, Lauren Silverman reports the last time a state representative tried to get rid of vaccination exemptions, he was shot down.
State Representative Jason Vialba has two kids in Dallas public schools. They're both vaccinated against highly contagious diseases like mumps and measles. But a few years ago, he learned not all their classmates were.
My wife came home from school after registration, and she mentioned to me that under Texas law, a student could opt out of the protocols for immunization merely by saying that they don't want to take immunizations. And that was surprising to me. I thought that was odd.
The Republican representative found out the state legislature added in what are called philosophical or conscientious objections for parents who didn't want immunizations back in 2013.
Sure enough, it coincided with this paper by Andrew Wakefield that was later discredited that said that immunizations could cause autism. Of course, that study was widely discredited. His license was removed to practice medicine in the UK, and now he lives in Austin.
Learning all this, Vialba wrote a bill in 2015 that would have eliminated the conscientious objection clause. He would have kept the medical and religious exemptions available. He knew touching a hot topic like vaccines would be contentious, but he had no idea what he'd be up against.
It got ugly at times, heated at times.
Well, we got heavily involved at the Capitol in his primary race. We knocked on over 10,000 doors for his challenger.
Jackie Schlegel is the force behind Texans for Vaccine Choice. It's the grassroots group that tried to topple Vialba.
We are not here to tell parents to or to not vaccinate. We are simply here to defend the rights of parents to make those decisions.
Texans for Vaccine Choice is now a political action committee. More than 10,000 people have liked its Facebook page. And although Vialba did win re-election last fall, he gave up on his legislation.
And what we found is that only if there is, I hate to say this, a situation where children are being affected in a very public way, like they were in California with Disneyland with the measles outbreak, only then would we in Texas have the will to move forward with this. And unfortunately, as I predicted, we're starting to see that now.
He's referring to the recent outbreaks of mumps. Health officials identified more than 100 people infected with mumps in North Texas, most of which were students. What really has doctors worried, though, is measles. There was a measles outbreak in 2013 that infected nearly 24 people at a North Texas megachurch. Dr. Peter Hotez is dean of the National School of Tropical Medicine at Baylor College of Medicine in Houston.
Measles is one of the great killers of children in the world. More than 100,000 children die every year of measles. And my big concern is if we start seeing continued drops in vaccination rates, we could start seeing measles outbreaks in Texas.
There are a handful of bills this session that would make it harder to get philosophical exemptions to vaccines. none would eliminate such exemptions, like the law that passed in California in 2015 or the bill Villalba proposed. Still, Villalba supports a plan by his Republican colleague in Houston, Susan Davis. She wants to require an online course for parents who want to opt out of immunizations.
I think she does have a chance this time. I know she's got the support of all the MDs in the House.
Another bill, authored by Representative Donna Howard, an Austin Democrat and nurse, would require parents to consult with a doctor about the dangers of not immunizing a child. Members of Texans for Vaccine Choice, like Jackie Schlegel, are opposed to both proposals.
Our stance is that these are personal and private decisions that are best left that way. Texas has a very long history of supporting parental rights and vaccine choice, and we are here to maintain that.
The decisions made in Texas could spread. Here's Dr. Peter Hotez.
You know, the U.S. is very good at exporting culture. We export Hollywood movies. We can export anti-vaccine sentiments. And you can imagine when vaccine rates start going down in places like India or Nigeria or Brazil, we could have catastrophic measles epidemics and other epidemics globally.
For now, the debate remains in the State House, where legislators have to balance parental choice and public safety in an interconnected world. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.
Coming up from the BBC NewsHour, Russia's dismissing reports that it has compromising material on President-elect Donald Trump. More on this beginning at 9 o'clock. And the forecast, there's a wind advisory in effect from 10 this morning until 6 p.m. Look for partly sunny skies by then. The high should have gotten up to around 78. There's a slight chance of rain after midnight with a low of 62, a 20% chance of rain tomorrow, otherwise cloudy skies with a high of 75. It's 63 degrees now in Dallas, 62 in Fort Worth.